Chapter 15. Ray picked her way down the cracked and chipped stairs in the rain, careful of her footing. After everything she'd been through, it would be beyond ridiculous to kill herself falling down a wet staircase. She found Chewbacca in the Falcon's cockpit, fussing with the freighter's hypertransceiver. "Still can't reach the resistance?" she asked. The Wookiee barked in frustration. "Keep at it," Ray said encouragingly. "If you get through, ask the status, and ask about Finn." Chewbacca promised he would, and Ray worked her way back to the ramp, wiping the rain off her forehead. She wondered if she should have asked about the dozen porgs perched on the dashboard, watching the Wookiee work, or the porg that had been sitting companionably on his hairy shoulder. She supposed the porgs would be dinner soon enough, and the Wookiee was using the Falcon as a larder. Treating tomorrow's meal as today's pet struck Ray as a bit odd, but then it was a big galaxy, and every species was entitled to its perks. It was raining harder now, and Ray lingered under the Falcon, looking out in wonder and occasionally extending a hand so she could feel the rain splashing in her palm. Water had been precious on Jakku, bartered and hoarded and fought over, and its gleeful abundance here still felt like a miracle. She knew the caretakers would be gathering it in barrels, while the shallow roots of the island's grass and shrubs eagerly drank in as much of it as they could. Something tickled at her awareness, and she turned to stare out at the gray sea, her happiness giving way to dread at what she already knew she would see. Kylo was staring at her.
"Murderous snake,"
Ray said, as his eyes locked onto hers. He came closer, and she flinched, but refused to give ground.
"You aren't really here. You can't touch me,"
she said.
"I'm safe."
"For someone who's safe, you're awfully afraid,"
Kylo replied. He peered at her, eyes dark in his pale face, and she realized he could see the spray bouncing up from the stone and hitting her.
"You're too late,"
she said, determined to break through his air of detached curiosity.
"You lost. I found Skywalker."
"How's that going?"
Kylo asked, amused. Then his eyes flashed.
"Has he told you what happened? The night I destroyed his temple? Has he told you why?"
"I know everything I need to know about you,"
she countered, taken aback.
"You do?"
he asked, and peered at her, eyes intent.
"You do. You have that look in your eyes from the forest when you called me a monster."
He came within a meter or two of Rey, and she wondered what would happen if she refused to move and they intersected. Would she find herself in his mind again and have to endure his presence in hers? Could they actually touch across a galaxy?
"You are a monster,"
Ray said, remembering the terror of her paralysis on Tako Dana. She stared back at him and found his eyes full of hurt. Hurt and conflict.
"Yes, I am,"
Kylo said, and there was no menace in his voice, only misery. And then he was gone, leaving her watching the waves breaking on the stone. She stared into the heaving sea, not sure what she was searching for, then felt another tingle of awareness. She turned, looking up at the island, up into the rain, and saw Luke waiting for her. In the metal heart of the Supremacy, Kylo stood and stared at the place Rey had been. He felt something strange and looked down at his gloved hand. There was water on his palm. He stared at it, then balled his hand into a fist to hide it from his sight.